As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 23 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It's great to be back with you this week. I hope everyone's doing well out there. I hope you're staying safe and taking all the precautions that you need to take in this world that we're living in right now, and hope everybody's doing really well. I wanted to pick up sort of on the theme that we've had the last couple episodes, and starting out with a review that we've had on iTunes. This is from Gus Grenadier. It's an older review, but really appreciated. It says, "Great podcast for guys who want to take control of making their life easier, better, and more rewarding. Dr. Wilson really helps me think about things from a different perspective. I'll be back for more episodes to hear his unique take on how we can become better men by learning how to coach ourselves and think differently." So Gus Grenadier out there, really appreciate that review. And just wanted to remind our faithful listeners that on episode number 25, if you go in and review the podcast on iTunes or on one of the other platforms, and you'll send me an email if it's on one of the other platforms, because I don't always see those as much as I do the ones on iTunes. But if you'll send me an email and just say that you've done this review or screenshot it and send it to Dr. Darren Wilson at gmail.com. That's D-R-D-A-R-I-N Wilson at gmail.com. Send that to me. Then I'm going to give away two free 45-minute coaching sessions. And so for those of you who have enjoyed the podcast, enjoy the content of the podcast, I'm going to give you the opportunity to actually have a live coaching session one-on-one with me and let you experience what my clients get to experience each and every week, and to see just in that one 45-minute session how you can begin to think differently, not only about yourself, but about any type of circumstance that you're dealing with. So you can either bring a challenge, bring a problem with you that day, or we'll just do some general life coaching, and you'll start to see how it can literally transform your thinking and transform your life literally by starting with one 45-minute time. And so there's no pressure with that. It's just really, you can see what life coaching is all about, and then we move on down our merry way. But I really want to be able to just to offer this for someone out there who may be really struggling, or again, for someone who just really wants to know what life coaching is all about, because it has certainly changed my life. It's made a huge impact on my relationships, and not only my relationships with my spouse, my kids, and other people, but it certainly has impacted my relationship with the most important person, and that's myself. And so that's the type of freedom that I want you to be able to experience, and that you start to get when you have a life coach in your life. So I want to offer that, but that will be given away in episode number 25. So look forward to that, and can't wait for it, actually. So I wanted to also mention that, you know, I keep telling you each month we just keep surpassing our downloads, and the numbers just continue to go up and up and up, and they continue to floor me. Well, we're already, at this point this month, we're already past where we were at this point last month. And so we should break another record this month. So again, just want to say thank you to all of you who continue to listen, and for all of you who continue to expose other people to the podcast, because I can look back and see that the episode number one continues to grow each week. So that means people are continuing to find the podcast, and then they're continuing to listen to each episode after that. So a big thank you from me to you. So this week we're going to talk about your comfort zone. And I wonder right off the bat how many of you bring a preconceived notion of what I'm going to talk about when I mention comfort zone, because you hear different people talk about, you know, what your comfort zone is, get out of your comfort zone, all of those types of things. You know, when you listen to lots of different inspirational or leadership type podcasts. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the traditional sense of what your comfort zone is, and maybe why you should look to get out of it. But then I'm going to challenge you toward the end to think about your comfort zone a little differently. So think about the word comfortable. You know, when I looked it up in the dictionary, comfortable is basically providing physical comfort. So think about things that if someone mentioned to you, you know, what makes you comfortable in this life, what might you say? You know, it might be your favorite chair in your favorite room, or it might be, you know, your favorite, for us guys, it might be a suit that we wear that's just, you know, it just fits perfectly. Or you go the other way around, and it might be the pajamas you wear at night. But, you know, some sort of outfit, some sort of garment that is very comfortable on you. It might be just a particular room in your house. You can go in that room and just get comfortable, and life is just good. Maybe it's your vehicle. Maybe you drive an old truck, and when you're in that truck, you just feel comfortable. Maybe it's a sports car. Whatever that is, just think about, you know, what makes you comfortable. And then start to think about what areas of your life would you consider yourself comfortable in right now. So if I ask you, you know, where are you comfortable? Where's your comfort zone when you think about work? When you think about your spouse, or you think about your girlfriend, you think about your kids, you think about your place of worship or your church, you think about where you, maybe where you give, where you go out and you do volunteer work. What are your areas of comfort? And for some of you, when you start to think about work, you know, some of you have been in maybe the same position for several years, or maybe you've been in one particular career path for many years, and you feel comfortable in that career path. It's something that you know, you can do it like it's the back of your hand. When you go to the office, you know what to expect at the office, even though during these COVID times, maybe that's changed a little bit. So you're working more from home, or you're doing some more, you know, Zoom type things, but you feel comfortable when you go to work. Maybe in your marriage, maybe with your spouse, you feel, you know, just very comfortable with her. It's very safe. It's a safe place for you to be. You're in your comfort zone when you're with your spouse. Same thing with your kids, right? A lot of you that have kids out there, you can be around your kids, and your kids make you feel comfortable. Now, for some of you, you're like, what? You know, I've got teenagers. I'm never comfortable around my kids. But you get where I'm going, that when you're in a room with your kids, you feel comfortable. So the question, and I'm going to ask several questions for you to consider today, but one of the questions is what makes it comfortable? What makes it comfortable for you? And we know that all of this really goes back to our thoughts and our thinking, but what makes each particular area of your life comfortable? Or if you flip that, what makes it uncomfortable for you? So, you know, are when you look at work again, is it safe? You know, when you think about it's comfortable, it's safe. You know the paycheck comes at the end of the month. You know that you have insurance. You know that you're providing for your family. you know that maybe it's not the most appealing job to you anymore, and maybe it's not the job that you always envisioned yourself in, but it's very safe, right? It's very comfortable. It's non-threatening. You know, perhaps even with your job, for some of you out there, it's become very complacent in that, does it require a lot of physical energy? Probably not. Does it require a lot of mental energy for you? Maybe not anymore, because you've done the job so long that really you're almost on autopilot in your job because it's just become that simple for you. For some of you, it's that way in your marriage, right? Your marriage is comfortable, but your marriage is comfortable in a lot of ways because you've not really challenged yourself to make your marriage that much better. Not that it's necessarily bad, not that it's necessarily good, but it's comfortable. You expect and you know that your wife's going to be home, or she's going to come home from work, because that's the routine you all have been in for many years. That's the routine you've kind of set up. And so, again, it's very comfortable. It's non-threatening. It's just a very safe place. So one of the questions that I want you to ponder as well is it the best that it possibly could be? Is it the best that it possibly could be? So when you think about your work, and when you think about your marriage, when you think about your relationship with your kids, when you think about what you do from a giving standpoint, or what you do from a worship standpoint, or, you know, you can throw in any area out there. Maybe you're going back to college and you're getting an extra degree, or you're doing something that you just feel like you maybe should do. But is it the best that it possibly could be? So when you think about, let's just chase the job a little bit, because that's one of the things when I'm working with clients one-on-one that seems to come up a lot, is their jobs. And especially if they're not happy in the particular career, the particular job they're in, my question is it the best it possibly could be? In other words, are you doing everything you possibly can to challenge yourself in that position? Are you doing all that you can to try to continue to grow and grow yourself? Well, you say, well, Darren, this job is, I'm at the ceiling in this job. I really can't do anything else. Well, then you start asking yourself the question, where do you need to grow, right? Or where do you want to grow? Because for some of you out there, you've sat in this job so long that you've allowed yourself to become extremely complacent. You've allowed yourself to become bored. You've allowed yourself not to be the person that you were created to be, simply because you are content with being in a job because it's comfortable. And one of the challenges that I have for you is what is it that you need to do to get out of that comfort zone and challenge yourself in a way that maybe you've never been challenged before? Maybe for some of you, you need to get out of the job you're in. Maybe you need to take a step, take a leap of faith and say, you know what? I have always wanted to do XYZ. I've always wanted to be this person. I've always wanted to start my own business. I've always wanted to start my own nonprofit. Well, maybe for some of you, now's the time to do that. You've been contemplating for whatever reason. Yeah, you're comfortable. Yeah, it feels safe. But when it gets right down to it and you're honest with yourself, you're miserable. You're not happy. You're not happy in that current role. You're not happy in that current job. You're not happy in that current space. What do you need to do to challenge yourself to have a better marriage? What do you need to do for yourself to make your marriage better? Now, notice I didn't say, what does your spouse need to do, right? I didn't say, what does your wife need to do to make your marriage better? No, this is all about you. This is just you and me talking. She's not involved. And if she's in the car, she's welcome to listen to, but she can also think about this for herself, right? What is it that I need to do to make my marriage better? It's a great question for you to ask yourself. And you can start to take those steps to make yourself and make your marriage better. How do you get out of your comfort zone, guys? For some of you, you need to ask your wife out on a date. For some of you, it's been weeks, months, years, maybe. I work with one client that it had been a year or so since they had went out on a date. And he was actually nervous to ask her out on the date. He said, how do I even do it? I said, you ask. You know, you just ask. And of course, she loved it and she was relieved. And at first, she's like, what's wrong? You know, is something, do you need to tell me something? And he's like, no, this is something I feel like I want to do. get out of your comfort zone. Take that step to make your marriage better. For some of you, the same is true with your kids. Some of you have small, young kids that you're not spending a lot of time with. You're not spending enough time with. You need to get out of your comfort zone, figure out what you need to do, how you need to rearrange your priorities to spend more time with your kids. Maybe it's something you need to do that, you know, you've got a child that you just don't have a lot in common with. Well, one of the things you can do is you can learn whatever it is that they enjoy. Maybe it's video games. For me, that was a struggle. I mean, I liked baseball and basketball and sport video games, but I was not much into Call of Duty. And I'm still not much in it, but I can sit down there and at least attempt my way through it. And my son will still tell you that I'm the worst Call of Duty player ever because I can just get myself killed at any time. But I took the time to try something new and get out of my comfort zone because he enjoyed it. Some of you need to do that. That will help your relationship with your kids. Get out of your comfort zone and make that happen. For some of you, it's volunteering. Some of you need to volunteer. That's what you've wanted to do for a long time. You've just never taken the time to do it. And you've not taken the time to do it because you're comfortable where you are. And so you need to look up some places on the internet that you can go and volunteer in a safe manner. And you just need to do it. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that it's very easy as men, especially as you get older, to become very, very, very complacent. And it's also one of those situations where when you start to look online, right, and you start to go through and you're perusing social media and you're looking at Twitter, you're looking at Facebook, or you're looking at Instagram, and all these people seem to have all these things going and everybody's doing so well and everybody's doing so great, and you start just beating yourself up. Well, here I am. Woe is me. I've got the same job with the same spouse with the same kid, you know. And no. Get yourself out of your comfort zone and go do something that you've always wanted to do. Try a new adventure. You know, what is something that you've wanted to do that requires a little physical activity? Go do it. Whatever it is. You've got, you know, where we are in the U.S., winter's coming. But if you know, maybe it's snow skiing, maybe it's ice skating, maybe it's, you know, something as simple as just, you know, if once snow's on the ground, you go out and make a snowman with your kids. But do something that's different. Try a new adventure. Get out of your comfort zone. Challenge yourself and make yourself better in the process. Now, a lot of what I've said up until this point probably is not new to you. You know, you've probably thought, well, I've heard people talk about comfort zones before. I've heard something similar to this, but, you know, maybe not exactly this, but it's not really that new. So here's where I want to shift gears just a little bit. And I want to ask you this question. What are some areas in your life where you need to find your comfort zone? Where do you need to find your comfort zone? And you can ask yourself some of the same questions or use some of the same instances that you've used earlier with work or spouse or kids or whatever that is. But for some of you, you need to find yourself and be content, right? Some of you only bounce around from job to job to job because you're never comfortable. You don't give yourself enough time to grow in the position. You think the grass is always greener on the other side, and so you're always looking for that next thing that's going to satisfy you. You're always looking for that next thing that's going to make you happy. You're looking for something outside of you that's going to help you be at peace with yourself internally. And so rather than being able to just relax and relax in the position you're in and stay in that position for a year or 2 years, rather than always looking for what's next, you never really get comfortable. And so when you think about your comfort zone from this angle, all of those other areas, you need to just sit back and ask yourself, why can't I get comfortable? So let's go back to, maybe it's not your spouse, maybe it is, maybe it's your marriage where you're not comfortable in your marriage because you need to do something a little different in your marriage to be able to be comfortable, right? Again, it may be some of the similar things when you look at your marriage. Maybe you still need to do some of those things that help you get outside of your comfort zone that will actually make you have a more comfortable marriage because you know your spouse isn't happy with your current relationship. So you can still get out of your own way and get out of yourself and go and say, okay, I'm going to do something different with my spouse. So not only I can be more comfortable, but we can be more comfortable in our marriage. But what are those areas? So let's say you're dating, right? And you're never satisfied with the girl. You're never satisfied with the relationship. And so what do? You bounce from one to the next to the next to the next because you're always looking for something better. You never take the time to look inward and say, okay, what is it about this moving from person to person that's not about the other person, but it's really about me? It's really about me not being comfortable in my own skin. It's really about me not being aware of what I'm really looking for in another person. And so I always think there's something different out there. There's something better out there. And for you, the challenge is to become comfortable in a particular relationship and not bounce so quickly. Ask yourself, do I want to move on from this relationship and why? And if you give yourself a good answer, then go on and move on. But if not, pause a little bit. And really, as you go into the next relationship, ask yourself, okay, what are the characteristics that I'm looking for in the other person? But more importantly, what am I looking for in me? Who is the person, right? Who is the person that I want to be, that I can show up as best as I can in this next relationship, and I can just be comfortable. I can be comfortable being who I am. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to try to be something I'm not. And I can just settle in for a little while in this particular relationship. For some of you, that's important. For some of you, it's around your kids. How do you get comfortable around your kids? Well, for some of you, you just need to drop some expectations of your kids. You need to allow your kids' expectations of themselves to become your expectations of your kids. Because some of you want your kids to be an athlete so bad, and your kid cannot stand playing the game. They don't want to play. They don't want to be an athlete. And you need to drop those expectations and be comfortable with it. And when you're not comfortable in that situation, you need to ask yourself, why am I not comfortable? What am I making this about? Why does this bring up so much anger or fear in me because my child doesn't want to play a sport or doesn't want to play the sport that I want him to play or doesn't want him to play the sport the way that I want them to play it, right? For some kids, 7, 8, 9-year-old kid playing baseball is out there messing around in the dirt or their concentration level is not quite as good as what you think it should be or they don't hustle quite as much as you think they should do. You can instruct and you can coach and you can help. But at the end of the day, if they don't want to play, you need to drop that expectation. Don't make them play. Have them find something else that gets their interest going, and then you be okay with it. You find a way to be comfortable with it. Guys, that's hard to do. It's hard to do with your kids. It's hard to do with your spouse. But remember, when your emotional level gets up and when you start to feel that tingle inside and you start to feel your heart rate go up and you start to feel just that angst and that anger, remember, that's not about them. That's not about your son or daughter. That's not about your spouse. That is 100% about you. And it's about you not being able to get comfortable with yourself and not being able to get comfortable with your thoughts and feelings and actions around what circumstance that your spouse or your son or your daughter is wanting to do or wanting to compete in. So find those things that make you a little uncomfortable, that you know will help you grow and help you become a better person and help you become the best version of you, that you can settle into and that you can become comfortable. Now this week, I want you to examine at least one area of your life. I've given you some examples, but there may have been something that just popped up to you and you thought, oh, this is it. This is the area that I'm either too comfortable in or this is the area that I'm not comfortable enough in and I want to get more comfortable in. Pick one area. I don't care what it is. But pick one area where you're either too comfortable or not comfortable and ask yourself why. Ask yourself the question, why am I not comfortable or why am I too comfortable? And then answer the question honestly and give yourself a couple of action steps. If it's your job, answer yourself honestly why you're not happy with the job or the career you're in. Once you answer that question, then give yourself some actionable steps. Okay, what can I do to help get out of my comfort zone? Or what can I do to get more comfortable in this role that I'm in? And that will help you identify those areas, and it will help you grow in especially one area. Like I said, I would just take one area this week, and then you can take that out to other areas. But I would take one area and really concentrate on that and help yourself get a clear understanding of why you're so comfortable or you're not comfortable enough, and watch yourself begin to grow. Have a great week, my friends. I cannot wait to have you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.